Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What up, challenge fans? On tonight's episode, Zach is on the attack. Polly looks like a Simpsons character. He's so yellow. And Jordan loses his love. Stick around. We're talking about all that and more next. Hi, Maria.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, Buzz.
Woo!
Yes! The finale came, and the finale ended. What up, everybody? Woo! Challenge 34, we're talking about it. We've got the Jean team in the building.
Mine's black, but it's still denim.
We got the black sheep on the corner, David.
Yes,
he's wearing the black Jean. Anyways, guys, thank you so much. My name is Daniel Lindgren. We're pumped that you're here. I've got some fabulous hosts with me. We've got Gene Benny. What up, Gene Benny?
Gene Benny, what's up, guys? Thanks again for joining us and watching us for another after show. Crazy episode. Yes. Can't wait to talk about it.
All right, we got Gene Pam. Hi, Pam.
Hey. Yeah, awesome episode. Got some mixed feelings about the way it all panned out, but it was definitely a wild ride. Can't wait to break it down with y'all.
All right, Gene David.
Thanks.
You don't match. Why'd you not match us, man?
Sorry.
I'm just
it's
kidding.
It's still denim.
How are
you? I'm doing good. I am good. It was an interesting challenge for me. I mean, I like this season. I don't know if I like so much the challenge itself, the final. But we'll get into that.
we will get into that. Okay. I got to tease one thing, and that is that I've come up with the ultimate game to play.
Oh, yes. I can't wait. Whoa. I can't wait.
In about 30 minutes from now. So stay tuned for that. You don't want to go anywhere. You want to see this game.
Dan,
anyways,
if my stats are correct, I think I'm two out of three for these
I know Pam
games.
Won. Pam,
won
you
one.
Won one. You've won two. Benny, have you gotten on the board?
Zero.
Okay.
I'd say I'm the challenge champ so far.
So far. Pam, you can tie him tonight with a win.
Okay.
And then I'll come up with another game for the reunion next week, and we'll be just going crazy.
Unless Benny wins tonight.
I'm going to go for it. It's going to happen.
It could happen. I won't even tell you what the game is, because that will make people want to stay along. Let's do some overall thoughts. Benny.
I freaking loved this episode. The team I wanted to win won.
Yes.
It was crazy. It was awesome. Freaking Zach was hilarious on this episode as usual. And it was a good episode.
Mixed feelings.
I think my three of my favorites didn't make it to the to the final, like Tori and Camroy. And Ashley, all of those people I thought deserved, so that was hard to watch. I was happy, don't kill me, to see Polly and Cara pull through. And overall, I thought it was action-packed, very good, interesting. And Zach is a little freaking baby. He's been funny this season.
Here we go.
He's been funny this season. I'll give you that tonight. Ooh. I did not think he was funny. I thought he was a spoil sport, a jerk, and he brings down the whole team.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Zach.
I went there.
But Cara was amazing, right?
Cara's grunts and like her melodrama was a little at an 11. But
I do like what Zach called her though, Miss Negative.
Right, he's the most negative person in the world. That's why I'm like, oh
here
Zach.
We go. Well, I will say, well, David, why don't you give your overall thoughts and then
I thought again, I loved Zach this whole season. He was cracking me up, and I think most of his points are pretty damn valid. They're pretty spot on. It was hilarious. I'm a little bummed that he didn't make it. It's great to see him that he made it to the very end. The team, of course, I wanted to win one, so that's awesome. Jordan, hats off to you, man. Awesome season to all of them. But I think the challenge itself, I think last year's was a lot more challenging, to be honest.
Yeah, in all honesty, did they have to run the entire time? The only time they had to run was after they solved the 12-person puzzle, yeah, and they probably ran like 50 feet.
And then they did a short swim. And
didn't they say this was the longest challenge ever?
Yeah,
like,
but
they had to, like,
it's not the hardest.
I don't know if it was the, it was definitely a long challenge. They did 16 miles, and I think they did, how many more did they do tonight? Six.
Yeah.
So they had 22 is the answer. I said 32.
That's a lot.
It's almost challenge 32 from two seasons ago. Overall thought for me, I will say this, yeah, Zach a little more baby tonight, his commentary not as good, but then he had the best line ever where he nicknames the rest of his teammates Miss Negative Kara, yeah, Half Dead Polly, and worst human on the earth, Ninja. And that last one just killed me. Like,
yeah,
it's like not true, but here's the thing, is when people complain, it does bother me, but the way that Zach complains bothers me less. And I don't, it's just my feeling towards it, you know, and that's fine.
I think he had every reason,
yes,
to complain.
Okay, yes. Yeah. I'm not against
throughout it. Throughout the whole season, he's trying to tell his team, you know, keep the strong players, keep the strong players. And now it's all unraveling towards the end of the season, and he's seeing how it's going down, and he sees that he was right all along. So he has, yeah, every
Who
right
are the
to
strong
be
players that had... They been I in mean, charge.
Wes is the main.
Wes, Johnny,
well,
I mean,
we can't say.
Zach's alliance got rid of Wes, first of all. And Laurel, who are part of Zach's squad.
I'm not saying that they got rid of. He got rid of. I'm not saying Paulie and Carr got rid of all those players, but they did go after Wes. They did get rid of. Like, they tried to get rid of Wes and
Laurel.
Paulie and Carr did not try and get rid of Wes. The first move. Wes was the first in.
I think you're right. Hold on.
Wes was the first team on team, and that was stupid. Josh and Laurel decided to do that. That was Laurel's master plan that Josh decided to go
along
with.
They got rid of.
They started
well,
the
even,
trend.
Even Bananas and Laurel would have been a much stronger team. You know,
yeah. Forget about Bananas and Laurel. Because
who went after Bananas? It was some.
It was Paul.
Okay,
Paul.
They went after some big players. We can't put no fault on them at all.
But Zach is the kind of complainer. This is why I dislike Zach. He's the kind of complainer that has no solution. He'll just sit there and go, that's dumb, that's ugly. He would never, like, if you were doing a group homework project, he'd go, wrong, I don't like it. It's like, well, what's your idea, Zach? Like, he doesn't contribute anything. I'm not saying he doesn't contribute anything, but he is sitting there whining and whining the whole time.
But
at least Leroy said, let's try and work together. Let's try and... Also, last thing, that team was strong enough to have made it. So it's not like, oh, it's Zach's right. And if they got rid of...
Come on. Bananas.
Yeah, Leroy, Paulie. If it was just the four of them.
Wait,
if it was Kara, Zach, Leroy... I mean, there were strong players on that team.
I agree that overall Kara has proven herself to be a strong competitor, but... This final, I don't think she
was
pulled her weight.
Yeah.
She might not have been her best this time.
If
so was Ninja. Ninja was Ninja.
If Josh, and Laurel didn't go after Wes at the beginning, let's just say they didn't. Carr and Polly would have eventually gone after him. Who is a super strong player in my opinion.
Eventually,
Wes. They would have tried to get rid of Wes.
No, they were on Wes's team. Wes was part of that alliance. You're getting your facts mixed up. Wes was part of that side. The whole thing that Kyle started that made Laurel and Josh get rid of Wes was saying there's a team of people working together. It's Wes, Polly, Cam, all that stuff. Wes was on that team.
Well, even if Wes say that is the right one, we could still have, like you said, Bananas and Laurel.
But they lost eliminations.
They lost
eliminations, Laurel and Bananas.
Through politics. They weren't... Technically, to get in the elimination, through politics.
Listen.
But I think even if you had, and I know you're not going to agree with this, but I think even if we had Josh on the team for this, it would have been a lot better for him.
It would have, because...
Leroy, yeah. Zach, and Polly should have been able to care with... I don't know how, what exactly the rules were that it was always, but those three guys are strong.
Well, no, I agree with that. That should have been the method of how they carried that thing. It should have been Leroy, Zach, and Polly. I'm not sure.
But
why.
Zach, to spite his team,
we discussed this last week. Zach should never have left the gurney.
Right.
We discussed that all last week. If he didn't, they would have been in much better
so
shape.
So it's Zach's fault that Zach's team wasn't as strong as
Zach. No, not even close.
And I said this last week. Zach should not have taken a break, but you can't blame him for
the
entire
loss.
Right. I agree. Zach should have not taken a break. break, but the whole thing went down. There were multiple things that led to why they lost. One of them was...
I just mean it's Zach's fault for not picking up extra slack.
UK should not even have been even close to winning, and I'm going to tell you why right now.
Okay.
They broke about 20 rules. CT broke one rule. He bumped into Kara on purpose, not purpose, whatever, and they got 10 minutes. All UK got for all the rules they broke, and TJ listed them 10 minutes as well. So guess what? It all evened out. It didn't even matter. Yeah. That whole thing. Think about that, right?
USA broke
now,
a lot of rules.
In stage two, when they go to stage two, it's like they're starting off fresh, and nothing even mattered in stage one, which is what the producers did just to keep this goddamn thing close, because it wasn't. But they made it close. But let's just start all brand new in stage two, and whoever wins stage two wins the whole thing. This was a garbage final, like David kind of said. He didn't say it was garbage.
I liked it.
It was not even close. And the producers did their hardest, their damnedest, to make it as close feeling as possible. It wasn't close at all.
There just wasn't that much like dynamic to it. To be honest, I mean, when you watched last season's final, like I legitimately felt bad watching that final because it was like never ending. It was like now you got to run 6 miles, now you got to climb this, now you got to do this.
And it was also individual. So you had more people to like five different types of teams, six teams to be who's gonna win.
But that was like one or two. Was so brutal last season. Like it was bad. This one was kind of like oh, you got a few things, do a puzzle. Light swim.
And like we said, yes, there was endurance in this one, but it was walking endurance.
I agree.
But there's a big difference between having to run 16 miles and just take it, you know, and I know you're carrying stuff, but in theory, if they spread out the weight properly with the people carrying it, like I said, if Zach never went off that thing, nothing would have happened to Pauly. The other team had no problem. The other team, I know we showed a couple clips of the UK team struggling a little, but they were fine. Mm-hmm. So if Zach, like we said, never leaves that gurney, UK or US never struggles in that opening thing. And that never happens to Pauly. And then we're not even talking about this final even being crazy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was me. True. That's my thought.
Very true.
Yeah. The craziest part of the final to me was the snakes.
This is going to get... Benny, you're going to disagree on everything she says tonight.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the snakes.
Well, my favorite thing in the world is sleep, and my most unfavorite thing in the world is snakes. So when you combine...
The two S's.
The lack of sleep because of snakes... That's pretty much my worst nightmare.
This is my thing. Maybe this is just me. I would rather sleep with snakes over rats or tarantulas. They're not going to do anything to you.
Well, hopefully.
They're just going to on you.
They might. It looked like it almost kind of went at
the
Tori, that one snake.
The worst they can do is maybe bite you a little bit.
They're like some really venomous snakes.
Well, that's what rats would do, and tarantulas would do. They bite you, and that's it.
Rats carry diseases. Tarantulas are... deadly.
Snakes eat things whole.
Those snakes were not that big.
Did you see when they were...
Zach say that's a really poisonous snake.
They were propped up. Well, he doesn't... Zach, don't know shit. Zach doesn't know.
The producers would not 100%
I agree,
not put
if they were disease-free, like pet store rats, I would be happy to cut a walk with them.
I couldn't do it. I am deathly afraid of
rats. I
can
do rats.
Benny, let me ask you one question.
Rats
did it not freak you out when they were like posed in position, waiting to lunge at Ashley? They're just waiting to go?
They don't have legs, but they still can climb up a bed. They are terrified.
That's weird.
Not at all. I would rather have a snake slither on me than a rat jump on me and start crawling on me.
So it looked like when they were sleeping, though, that other people, like I think Carl at one point, they were like trying to brush the snakes away to let their own teammates sleep, which was a very good strategy. Yeah. And they didn't really show a lot of that, so we don't really know how much of that they were doing. But if they keep, you know, brushing them down all night and helping each other out, they can all probably get decent sleep.
And
I would trust my team.
At least
hopefully
to,
enough
to defend
each, you know?
The hardness of the challenge, whatever it is, a little bit. 16 miles. Eating gross things, not sleeping. Mm-hmm. I mean, it still is a grueling.
It's not like
last year's, but it's certainly.
And
using your mind, like switching from.
Well, I'm going to go with this. Too many puzzles. Don't care. It doesn't show well on TV.
It's not fun to watch.
I don't even get to try to solve it myself. Well, and I'm like, okay, are they doing well?
I agree with that.
The puzzles suck to watch. I like a good puzzle to determine stuff, but this puzzle tonight, the one with the gold, making some gold thing, I mean, you have people that, in people's opinions, are going to feel that other people should have, you know, made it, like Leroy and Cam. got screwed on that puzzle, and it all came down to that puzzle. And and like I said, this is why stage one and stage two were such BS. Nothing mattered than how hard
everything.
You tried to
do. All was about
you
that
could
puzzle.
You could be ninja and not really do much in stage one and then get to stage two by solving
the
puzzle.
That's the thing. It worked out for Ninja and... And why am I blanking on her name? Ninja and...
Kara. Yeah, they were the first
because
two girls on
they weren't really
US.
Doing much during the first phase, so they had all their energy and all of their brain power to work on that puzzle.
Right.
Whereas Leroy, he was... I gave him the number one MVP on that team. He was carrying that team. So his brain wasn't there. Cam, bless her heart, she was doing a lot.
Yeah.
So her brain wasn't there. So it was unfortunate for the people who gave it their all, and then the people who really didn't were able to...
It's not fair, though, I don't think, to say that... I agree that it's terrible that those, because I love those people, didn't get there. And it is kind of frustrating when it all boils down to a puzzle. Like, literally nothing else mattered up until then. But... Everybody was giving it their... A lot of people... Tori was giving it her all, too.
Oh, no. Everyone on Team UK gave it their all.
CT was giving it his all, and he still got there. I mean, the people that got there...
I'm talking about Team US, though. I strongly don't think that Kara and...
Pauly deserved to make it to the next round?
I think Pauly deserved it. Yeah. I think he deserved it. Because the only reason he got in that position is because he was the only one... carrying that thing.
So you wanted...
I think the people that deserve to be on that boat were Leroy, Cam, Pauly
and
Zach.
Oh, yeah. Agreed. I mean...
And Ashley. I feel like Ashley... Exactly. Ashley, so many of the U.S. team, because of the numbers, never saw an elimination. A lot of them never competed in an elimination.
She was good,
Ashley,
too. But she was the fifth on my list.
Yeah.
Here's
the thing, though, that's also in the same realm is... Rogan. I don't know if I believe he deserved to win. I really don't.
He
never saw an elimination.
That's
what
but
I'm saying.
But
then again, you
got to
think,
like,
though.
No other on this
I mean,
challenge.
Let's look at the, like Pauly never saw an elimination this season, right?
Did he?
Was he in an elimination? I mean, you know, was Zach ever in an elimination this season?
Mm-mm. But the thing is, we've seen
him
go through eliminations.
I understand in the past. Well, I mean, Rogan's $250,000 richer, so it is what it is.
I agree with Benny.
Oh my god!
First
what
night.
Is the time.
See, the Gene team can always reunite.
Our first time. I think Rogan is. I think he played a smart game.
He did.
He's not a super smart guy. I don't think he would have survived eliminations.
That's what I'm saying.
But he played a social and did a good enough, you know, played physically well enough to win $250 richer than I am.
He got to hook up with D, you son of a
man. Yeah.
So he won.
So he's really
won it.
Winner.
That's what I'm saying.
But again, shout out to positive attitude people, which are Cam and Leroy. She's like, we're winning anyway. Cam really, again, was just positive. I thought she was the team leader. My heart was broken for Leroy, but they did have a good attitude at the end.
Yeah.
Tori had a good attitude.
I feel
at
for
the
Leroy
end.
More
they
than anybody on that one.
It. Like Leroy deserved.
You gotta
it.
Think
no
they
other.
Got they got like what 2 hours of sleep? Probably not even that. I mean, your brain. I've tried to get like I've had like 3 or 4 hours of sleep, and my brain does not function that next day. It's like not
like
there, and I can't imagine trying to solve a puzzle. And that's the thing is like, are the puzzles getting too hard, or are they just too out of it? Like, if you have a clear head, I'm sure the puzzle's like it's a puzzle. It was a children's puzzle with just. Painted gold.
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't think that they're that hard because
they're just tired,
Ninja solved it like that. But then again, Ninja isn't out of it or tired because she was able to
Everybody still exerted themselves and didn't, like, even Ninja, who didn't carry as much or whatever, she still did a 16-mile day.
She didn't do enough.
I'm not trying to defend Ninja.
But think about it. If your only job, if she carried a little bit, let's just say she carried a little bit, but if your only job is to walk 16 miles through the jungle, you're shaded all day. They have water packs for you.
Yeah.
I'll walk 16 miles
you're just
every
doing
day.
Cardio.
It's not a it's not even cardio for
you're
me.
Just on a
it's
treadmill.
Walking.
It's not walking. It's running and carrying
they
like
were,
50 pounds.
They were on that you tell me they were running with that gurney? You saw a different game than me. They were like
the
even
UK
if they were
was.
I can't even give you jogging. They were skipping,
power walking slightly, picked it up a little bit.
Yeah. Let's say, but I mean, marching. I'll say marching.
If you're carrying that weight for that long, yeah, that's gonna wear your body out.
I agree. But I mean,
But Ninja didn't do that much.
That's my point. But, she wasn't on the gurney. She was on the side of it.
I agree.
Well, even watching. What did Cam say to Ninja? She was like, Ninja, can you do this? Yes or no? And Ninja was like, Oh well,
I'll try.
She's like, yes or no?
Yes or no?
Yeah, which is
crazy. And I don't understand, because Kara's really strong. Why was she not carrying her weight, literally?
I will always say that Kara is a beast. But for some reason, I don't know why.
I just
didn't like this final. I thought it was fixed. I thought it was BS. They should have got more than 10-minute penalty on that one. And then who cares about this 10-minute penalty? It didn't carry over to stage two. What was the point of giving him a 10-minute penalty? This final was garbage.
I won't say garbage, I'll say garbage.
Too many people on one team. It was almost like a guy-girl thing without having an equalizer. Like, it was going to take 7 people longer to do everything than it's going to take 5 people.
But then on the puzzles, in theory, you have more.
Doesn't help having 7.
Agreed. But if, say, there's even a couple more brains on it, you're like, if this person's really good at puzzles, let them do it. We'll sit on the side. You have more of an opportunity to pick a better puzzle player.
I just don't like the fact that literally all of it came down to that puzzle at the end. I don't like that. If we're going through this crazy final elimination challenge, let's gruel it out.
Well,
let's give them.
There was a lot of issues with this final that if you really start thinking about it and breaking it down, I just don't get how the stage one and stage two do not connect.
Well, last time, I have to say, it was the same kind of really frustrating thing where Kara and Theo, I think, got left behind because of the math problem.
Was like at the very end, which you had to go through like a million
different tasks,
and there's things that actually mattered to get there. Whereas
they gave him a 5-minute head start on stage two, so I guess that's their win for winning stage one.
Right.
I guess.
But that same, it all boils down to, unfortunately, I feel like, you know, debating the evils of, it's not fair, a puzzle stole it from Leroy. That's just the way the cookie crumbles. I mean, it always, with the challenge, you don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Right. Bananas got eliminated on a light bright thing.
Let's break Leroy down with our 5 things then. What if instead of a puzzle, they had a swim? He would have been screwed there too.
Right.
So if he's not good at puzzles and he's not good at swimming, but he's got the other 3, I mean, he's got 3 out of 2 chance of getting a bad thing that he can't do well.
I think Leroy, regardless, if he would have got that puzzle right, he would have been one of the ones on the boat.
My point is, instead of the 0 puzzle, but they make you swim triple the amount of time, he's screwed either way. If he solved the puzzle, I believe he would have made the swim. The swim was not far. So my point is, though, is that if it was no puzzle at all and just swimming, but they had to swim further, or even if they had to swim that much, he's still one of the slower swimmers out of that group just trying to get somewhere.
But I think he could live with that, and I think most of those competitors would be able to live with that too, in the sense that at least they went out on their terms and they tried, as opposed to kind of just having the rug pulled out from him because, you didn't get the puzzle in time.
I'm going to jump with Pam here, though. They tried on the puzzle. You're still trying on a puzzle.
Right, but I mean, it's
he's saying as a physical competitor. Yeah. He doesn't count mind.
No, because
games,
it's like, here's the thing, though, because I mean, say you can solve the puzzle, but you didn't solve it in fast enough time. There's a difference between that and then physically just not winning.
Like, all right, let me ask you this. How long do they have to solve that puzzle tonight? We don't really know, but let's also do the math here. Leroy, Cam, and Tori all timed out. They didn't even complete the
and
challenge.
And everybody else did. It's really impossible.
They really shouldn't have deserved to make it if that's what they want to base the next step on. That's a puzzle. True. That's what it is.
You're going to have to. I mean, I guess you can't really make yourself better. It's hard to train on puzzles. Although I bet you would get a little better.
I would. If I know I'm going on this show, you can do so many apps with puzzles on and get better.
And
you learn the patterns.
Like, you learn Sudoku and you learn how to. Yeah, it's true. Because a lot of them break down. And again, with swimming, as a shout out to the chat, we're here, we're looking at you.
People are starting writing, Cam, Leroy, Ashley were robbed. Now, I think anybody that lost the puzzle was robbed. So, I mean, it was such a, you know, so to say that it's just, no, anybody that lost it would have been, in theory, robbed, but hey, get better at puzzles. Guess what? If it's swimming next year in this elimination, you should be better at swimming.
Right.
If you know you're going on the challenge, why don't you work on the 5 assets that we always talk about?
Right. Leroy, unfortunately, almost didn't make it to the final because of a swim. and then
him and Cam,
didn't.
Right? Him and
right.
Cam
so
almost
work
almost
on
got
swimming
almost
if
got
you're
purged.
Gonna, if you want to win a final,
who got purged? It was our Joss and
Kaylee.
Kaylee.
Oh, Kaylee yeah. was awful this season.
Kaylee. Yeah.
Speaking of our shoutouts, okay. Sorry guys, I got to give a shout out to our longtime AfterBuzz supporter and fan, Pina. He's awesome. He's always chimed in every week, always sending me DMs. He loves the show, supports us. And also, he chimed in on, I guess, last week where we're talking about who's the most famous from the cast.
Ooh, yeah.
And
okay.
He had told me that he says The Miz is Mike, and he says that actually MTV, I don't know if I'm able to say this or not, but I'm going to, I guess, MTV's ratings weren't doing so good at one time, and they actually had reached out to WWE asking if the Mike could return and do a season. WWE obviously declined, but he has
to do a season of the challenge.
Like yes, him. To bring him back.
I think that would be a smart move.
Exactly. So
it would be
WWE
well.
Declined.
That's why WWE has to decline because exactly. what he's losing to regular people, and he's losing to WWE superstars. Not going to work now.
Yeah. Right. Wait, do you have a conspiracy? Because I have a semi-conspiracy.
I would love to hear yours, and I'll jump on if I like it.
Pam's conspiracy.
Whoa!
She doesn't even need music, dude.
Conspiracy. It's a conspiracy.
Conspiracy. That's great. It's Paschetti conspiracy. Okay, so my conspiracy is that Kara sucked this season.
Oh God!
All around because I think, and this isn't a huge conspiracy, I think she won gazillion percent. Like Polly made her go, you know, did it for Polly, and would fully not have. Would have taken a break and not gone on this season.
So
I don't think she wanted to be there.
You're saying you think she lost on purpose?
No, not at all. So I guess it's not much of a conspiracy. I don't think she lost on purpose. I just don't think I don't think she was in it to win.
Here's my thing about Kara. I think the competition's getting more and more hard each and every year, and she just can't handle that she's not going to be the best anymore. And this is what we're going to talk about on that final puzzle where she started getting mad at everybody. Oh, you moved that piece. That's why I couldn't solve it. She's trying to blame whoever she can so it doesn't come back on her because she knew that entire final, she had an awful final. She couldn't eat anything. She couldn't solve 9 minus 4. 7? No. 5. It's 5, Kara.
I think she's just buckling under the pressure. That's what I saw.
Well, and I agree. It's a accumulation.
She just was due for a break before
this
season.
And she's definitely not on this season. So.
And she, yeah.
Let me ask you, Leroy is back, correct, in 35? Have we gotten a confirmation? Because when I saw him crying, I'm like, God, please come back. He needs to come back and redeem it. He needs to get one.
He needs a redemption, man. He's got to win one of these eventually. He's got to do it. Yeah.
It'll be number 12 next year. And we all know the best athlete in the world wears number 12. Anybody? Tom Brady. Michael Jordan. Please save that in the file. She said that Michael Jordan wore number 12.
He's 42, isn't he?
There is a two.
Do I know?
Let her keep guessing.
24?
Close. You're getting closer.
Is it in the 20s?
It's in the 20s.
You know what,
it's in the 20s.
26?
No.
28?
Lower.
22?
Almost.
21?
What age is Kara stuck at because she became famous at this age?
14.
No.
Oh, 18.
She said 14.
I'm going to guess 23 is the answer.
23. Yes. Okay. All right.
You guys like every number around it.
I'm a That's really okay. big sports
You did
fan.
Have the two right, though, at least.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. Halfway there.
Anyway, all right, great. Fun. So, awesome. Speaking of fun,
Benny, awesome.
Do you have stuff to say to the people?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. As always,
yep.
We here at AfterBuzz TV just want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV talk. And in order for us to grow, we need your help. So if you're on YouTube right now, go ahead and give us a thumbs up. If you're on iTunes, go ahead and give us a 5-star. Working at AfterBuzz means so much to us, and we just want to continue to give you guys amazing, good content. So keep watching, and we will keep on giving you good content.
We will.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
And any final thoughts on this final? Is there anything you want to talk about?
I thought it was a good final. I liked all the challenges. I rated my MVPs for the U.S. team and the U.K. team. For the U.S. team, Leroy, hands down, came in at number one. Zach, number two. Cam, number three. And Polly, number four, even though he did
everybody,
wipe out.
So hold on. Everybody on the non-winning team you have as MVPs?
for their team.
Okay. Because I'm all like, what the hell's going on? Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Oh, I have a final thought.
Okay.
Imagine if Tori won. They would have had $500,000. No, am I? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Half a million.
Holy hell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And think about all the money that Jordan's already won on the challenge, because we went over that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
They have almost $1 million
together. Won together on Dirty 30, yeah?
I don't know. Yeah, probably. But I know Jordan won a good half.
The two of them together won $500,000.
So they're basically, I mean, my point is they'd basically be there if she had won as well.
Were you surprised that she didn't?
I called it last week, guys. The only reason I called it, because I was picking between her and Dee, I wanted more than anything, I wanted the Dee redemption story for her to win because I guess she had such a problem. Like, Tori had Jordan the whole season who loved her. We love each other. It's great, and I love it, but it's like, she had him. Dee got screwed over by Rogan's. No one said she could swim, blah, blah, blah. So I just wanted Dee to have it more.
Dee
killed
it.
Plus, Jordan already had $250. Right. It's enough.
Also, Jordan and Tori are already, they've won at life. They have love. They have inner joy and inner peace and good attitudes and bright futures. Give Cara and Polly a challenge win, for God's sake.
Not Cara and Polly. They really care.
I have to give it to Rogan again because, yeah, he didn't compete in any eliminations, but he did do well in this challenge.
I'm still not impressed, man.
I'm still not impressed. I want to see it.
He completed the puzzle. I mean, he didn't wipe out. He was a good swimmer. Like, he just played a smart game and didn't have to go into elimination. Who knows? If he did go into elimination, he could have killed it because he did kill it in the challenge.
Well, I want to see that. And then I'll be quiet.
I am surprised that Rogan out-puzzled Ashley, Cam, Tori, and Leroy. Like, who? He did get it done. Who's that? Last Rogan. I thought Rogan was going to be out.
Right.
And then, because of that.
We can talk about it too. A lot of people are jumping in. Dee is dumb.
Dee is not dumb.
Why is Dee dumb? She solved the puzzle third, guys, so I don't know what you want to do there.
Are they talking about her believing Rogan? Miss Puzzle Ashley got last.
But yeah, maybe they're saying she's dumb about Rogan. Yeah, someone said they're. Yeah.
Eronia W. put Rogan was carried. I agree with you, Rogan.
I don't believe that. I agree with you.
Absolutely.
I don't think.
On a nice, beautifully,
he played a smart game and he did well. I've got a hot take. I was surprised and impressed with how well CT did. Yeah. I did not think Pops was going to.
You see him running after he solved that puzzle? I was worried. I'm like, dude, don't break an ankle, bro. You're carrying a lot of weight up there.
I'm really happy to see CT take
one. Sleep on CT. Yeah. I mean, this season.
Well, we know that, though.
We know it, but he's never looked like he looks this season.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, Wood. Like, I love CT. He always looks great. But he's a big guy. He looked out of shape, you know.
Oh, he looked big. His dad bod. I started laughing.
I did not think he could run 16 miles in a day, not sleep, and then go. Well. And he did everything. He crushed it. So CT always pulls it out.
I'll say this. Rogan is Joss. They're the same damn person. But Rogan has Dee. And that's the only thing. He has Dee, and that's what made him. He didn't have a great storyline this season. What did he do? He had Dee.
I feel like Joss has more of a conscience, though. You know?
Joss is a nicer guy.
After what Rogan pulled this year and then blamed it on Joss. He's like, Joss won't mind.
And Rogan's a little more aggressive, in a good way. I mean, I think he's a little more just. I think Joss is more passive, put it that way. Joss is just passive and lets people make decisions for him and tell him what to do, you know.
Yeah. Any final thought? I got nothing else on this. This is
go CT.
How cool was TJ though? He had like a cool job.
Any excuse to put him on some type of automobile? Right. They just do it. Yeah. He did it twice. Like, I'm gonna ride back in. Right. Why don't you just hang on the boats, TJ? Nah, I want to ride back in on the jet ski. Yeah. Now, if he was really good on that jet ski, which I'm surprised he didn't do, you can really whip those things and get a huge wake on him. He did like a little one. Like, I grew up on a lake. I want to see that thing torque out. You can wave like a full wave where you soak somebody.
Dan said I grew up on a lake.
Every time I say grew up on a lake, you gotta take a drink. I know a lot about swimming, guys. That's why I get very upset when they can't swim.
Yeah.
I had a lake in my backyard, and they kind of just threw me in as a young child. I looked like Baby Yoda when they threw me, and they just like, he's so cute.
So cute.
So adorable.
Now trending everywhere.
Yes. All right.
Are you ready for the game?
Let's do this.
Do it.
Here's the game. Everyone's excited. Oh, they're all jumping in. Oh, I can't wait for the game they're writing. They're not really writing that yet, but yay, all right. Okay, so because we had such a great talk last week, gentlemen, Pam, you watched it.
I played along in my car.
We all started talking about The Real World and how much we loved that show, and I really wish that show was still on. I feel like X on the Beach is the new Real World. Pam, you and I were talking about that. And then I started to think...
Well, Didn't they have another?
They had
one
on Facebook Watch. Who the hell watched that? I guess it was in Atlanta. I didn't even watch it.
No one watches that.
Yeah, exactly. No one watches that. It should have been on MTV. So, anyways, I started to think. I wonder what all these guys on the challenge. Now that we like, I look at some of them. I'm like, I remember what Real World season were they on to start their career?
Here we go.
So we're doing what Real World season were these challengers on?
Okay.
Because I knew a bunch, and then I'm like, but wait, which one was he on? And then I'm like, I was shocked at some of these answers.
Okay.
I think.
Here's how we're going to do it. All right, Pam, I wouldn't write down anything because, well, you can. You're more than welcome to, but this is how we're going to do it.
Okay.
You're not even going to shout out your name for the answer. You're just going to shout out the answer. Now, if you're wrong, you lose a point. If you're right, you get the point. Now, so
I'm going to get a point back?
You get the point back when you get another one.
Are you
right.
going to keep score?
I'm going to keep score. Okay. The idea is I don't want you shouting out wrong answers. You got to think about it before you shout out your answer.
Okay.
So only shout it out if you really know it because you will get a minus point.
Okay.
All right? I'm writing down your names.
Okay.
I wrote them your initials. So I'm going to give you a name, and then you're going to tell me what season they started on.
Okay.
Paula Walnuts.
Florida.
No.
That's
Real
a minus.
Florida.
Oh, that's a minus one.
It's Puerto Rico or something.
Do you want to keep getting my two minus ones now, Pam?
I remember they had a hurricane.
Paula,
you're
Paula.
Correct.
Yeah.
Get the
New
right.
New Orleans?
What has Penny's hurricanes? What has hurricanes? Hawaii? No, she wasn't in Hawaii.
No. She was with Johnny Bananas.
Pam, you're going to be really upset, and I don't know if I should give
Key
you
West?
The, Key West is the answer.
No, that's Florida.
Damn.
Bam! Key West is
Bam. I understand where you're coming from, but they didn't call it Real World Florida. What if it was Miami? You would have said Florida. If it was Orlando, you would have said Florida.
I
can't see a live chat. I have my
live
phone
chat,
up.
Live chat, do you
producers,
think I get
judges.
Florida?
Pam, you're at minus two. I would suggest stepping up your game now. Naya. It's Naya.
Austin.
Minus one. Think about your answer, guys.
Oh, that's right.
Naya.
Right.
Okay, I'll give more hints. Her and Jordan got into it on the season. I'll say the right season.
Chicago?
No.
Minus one. Oh, Pam, man. Slow down.
But I know. I can picture it.
I can, too. I had no idea until I heard it. You can all you say
it's not. I know it doesn't have a state, a city.
Pam's looking at Pam. Just cheated.
Oh, I already got it wrong. I didn't.
Well, you can still.
These people are.
No, everybody's putting the answer, so I feel bad if I say
you
it.
Can't, all right, we're just gonna, even, the answer is Portland.
Oh,
everybody's right, putting
we
Portland.
Can't look
thank
at
you,
the
live chat. We appreciate it.
All right, ready? Okay. Ready for the next one? This is a really fun game.
Gosh, okay.
I'm
awful.
Actually, David's in the lead with one. Benny, you're right behind it, minus one. Let's go with Wes.
San Diego.
Minus one.
What?
No, that wasn't San Diego. That was,
Guys, these are hard.
Austin.
It was
with
Austin is correct. Yes. Second
again.
Dang it. Austin is
I
correct.
I thought Jordan and Wes were, whatever.
All
anyway.
Right. We've had this girl in studio, Marie.
Okay. I know where
St. Thomas.
St. Thomas is correct.
Okay.
Yes. Finally.
Let's go with Avery.
Ooh.
She was
hooking up with Johnny, I'll give you that. The little blonde, short, shaved head guy.
And they were on the same season
well,
we just said it.
As Jordan. Portland.
So say the answer, Ben. Portland. Pam is minus three. Pam, you're back in the game, bro. This is an easy one.
Okay.
Tanya.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. It's not an easy one. I'm so sorry.
Tanya.
Remember Crazy
of
Tanya?
Course, we
that
Tanya.
Was the old one.
It is.
Hold on.
This is one of my favorite seasons.
Hold on. I have it in my...
I believe Anissa.
Doing?
Anissa's Chicago? On this season. Chicago's correct. Benny is doing great. He's at zero. David's still in lead with one.
Okay.
David's been very strategic, not guessing unless he, unless he knows the answer.
Think about it.
This is also an easy one.
Okay.
CT.
Paris.
Benny.
Good.
Dang it. You're quick on that one, Benny.
This next one's hard, so I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go to an easy one. The Miz.
New York.
New Orleans.
Pam, you said that, right?
New yes.
York. Dang it.
Pam's in. It's technically back
with
to Coral. New York.
Okay, back to New York. But it was in New York. Okay.
That's why I gave it to you, of course.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Jemmy.
New Orleans.
That Pam is coming back hard here.
Oh,
all right, very close. We're tied at one, and Pam, you have minus one. You're right back in it. Let's go with a really hard one that no one will get, and I want to get more people getting them wrong, so this is more fun. Amaya.
Oh.
Amaya.
Remember Amaya? I'll tell you who was like on her season if you want.
Okay.
Who?
Yeah, give us a hint.
This is will give it away. Ruthie was
Hawaii.
On her season. Ruthie was on her season. Benny is correct.
Oh shit.
I do not remember Amaya.
Amaya's the one that was hooking up with
that
white guy.
They were like, watching. Hawaii.
And they were hooking up that whole season, her and that guy.
Anything before Hawaii, I'm not gonna know.
let's go with Julie.
Where, original Julie? New York?
Original Julie.
New York.
Oh, is there another Julie? I'm sorry. That's not who,
like,
I have.
Original OG Julie.
Oh, no. I was talking. No, oh, there was
the Mormon, right?
I won't take it away. Okay. That's not the one I'm thinking of.
The Mormon?
I want to say yeah. I know it's a yes, but I didn't want to give you the answer. Sure. Then where is she on?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, she is the Mormon. From?
I can't remember.
I'm not going to guess.
It's
I have right. a guess.
It's
but...
the original New Orleans. Okay.
Okay.
I said, did I do Jemmy yet? I did Jemmy, yep. And then from Nani. Our girl
Vegas.
In
Las Vegas.
Oh. Benny's getting the point there.
Fast.
Tony time.
Tony. Oh.
Tony, Tony time. Tony time.
I remember it, but I don't remember the city.
You don't
explosion. Real world explosion.
Yeah, but we got to do the city, right? I'm doing cities.
They didn't do the city,
it
though.
Was,
they
had, hold
they,
on.
The title was called Real World Explosion.
But they were in...
They were in a city, though.
They were in where I think
know.
They what might have it? Been in New
LA?
Orleans, too.
Do you want to make that a final
no,
guess,
No, hold fan? On. I know that they were sponsored by Subway, because that was the first time. It was every day they were no, like, I'm remember, just going to yeah. go get a Subway sandwich. Like,
yeah,
every,
it was very obvious, right?
And I think they were in...
You don't have to give a guess if you don't want to get it.
And
the
know.
Answer is Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Benny, I'll give you half a point, and if it comes back to haunt us, we'll, because you're up three, to, then they have nothing.
Can I get half a point then on Florida? Because Key West is Florida.
Bam.
I'm still sore
all right,
about
you're
that.
At you're at minus
negative
point
point
0.05.
I'll take it.
You're, oh, God. All right, here we go. This is going to be really hard to keep score then. You're at minus point 0.05. All right, here we go. Let's go with Kayla. We talked about her last week on the
oh,
show.
Las
hooking
Vegas.
Up with Bear. Las Vegas. Pam is at... Pam, you're
half
at one
point.
Point. You're at 0.5 now.
Half a point.
You're at half a point. I already said Ruthie. We're not doing her. Your favorite person, Jenna.
Oh, she was on Explosion, but oh, oh.
We
no.
just said it. Yeah, no, you know.
I just for her.
Oh, she
forgot.
Wasn't?
No, she wasn't? She, oh, wait, no.
They did like a what? Bunch of seasons where they brought an ex. Remember like the last couple seasons to make it interesting?
She was on the one where, yeah, she was the ex.
Yes, she was. But it wasn't, she wasn't in Chicago. With Tony time.
No idea.
She was with Corey.
I'm just going to throw a live chat guess out there, so there's not even mine.
Okay.
But it's Las Vegas.
No, she wasn't in Las Vegas.
No. Darn it, live chat.
I don't know this. I don't know this. I don't know the city.
Jenna was in San Francisco. I know.
No recollection
I know.
Of Jenna's
yeah.
entrance
right.
in time.
I guess I made these too hard. I tried to pick people we all knew. Adam.
Paris.
Pam. Oh, my God. Pam, you're at
1.5. Coming back. You're ahead of
one me. And a half. Man. And Benny's at 3.5. David, you're at one.
Oh, Benny, this might,
one.
Well, this might
well,
be Benny,
Benny's going to have the win here.
Okay.
I have two more, actually.
All right, two more. I can win. I can tie with him.
Jonna. I tried
Jonna.
To pick, like,
different
Johanna. Oh, Jonna.
Jonna.
The one that David Zach.
Not Johanna. That's the one that was in West.
Jonna.
J-O-N-N-A with Zach, correct.
Yes.
But not...
St. Thomas.
Oh, I think they were on the same season, yes.
St. Thomas.
No.
Damn
Benny,
it.
You're down
Zach.
To... Oh, Benny, oh no. This
wah,
is
wah.
You're letting Pam back in.
Damn.
Zach.
No, no, here's the thing. You can keep guessing.
Oh, Zach
there's no...
Was.
You don't have to stop guessing. That's
until
what makes
you lose
us, that's why Pam was down to -5.
Okay, we shouldn't guess if we don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't know where she was.
The answer? Cancun.
Wasn't gonna guess.
They put that in the live chat, too.
You
dang,
can't
you
cheat,
guys are
though.
On
all right, this is for all the marbles. Benny, 2.5. Pam, 1.5. Pam, you get this, you tie. And we're
okay.
kind of screwed because I don't have another one to go with.
Okay.
I can just do one that's obvious, I guess. It's everyone's favorite person, too. They talk about this guy every week in the live chat. Landon. It has not been named yet. It's another season that has not been
not
named
been
yet.
Okay,
not
good.
Been named yet.
Okay.
I'm giving it away.
I remember his season.
Yeah.
Crap, I want to say it, but
Seattle?
I feel like I'm wrong.
Pam, that's a wrong.
Okay, so I'll say it's in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia's right. Penny goes.
Oh, yes.
Benny.
All right. So next week's game.
Great game
okay,
Benny.
So overall, for all the games we played, Benny's won once, Pam, you've won once, and David's won twice.
I'm still the champ.
Still the champ.
Yeah, but we can tie, and then it'll be double or nothing. Whoever wins next week, if it's we tie with David, we can do one vote. Like, that's the winner take all.
All right.
For our
I got to come up with another
finale.
Game, though. So let me think of a game. It won't be Road Rules Challenge, guys, for me, because no one will know.
If you guys, to
that.
The live chat, I wanted to do a who said this, but all the quotes I could find were, like, so iconic that we knew who said it.
Like
so if
bananas
you guys,
saying all is fair
in love exactly. All is fair in love, war, and challenges.
Yeah.
Like, things like... There were some good ones, a lot of great choral quotes. Sure. Where, but if someone wants to do a deep dive and submit some questions to us, who sends it? That would be great. And if you want to do that, you can even do it. You can send it to any of us and not even send the answers.
I've already got. Oh, I don't want to give it away.
So that we can all play.
I came up with one for next week right now.
By the way,
props. Oh, it's good.
Props to that live chat for coming in with those answers, guys. That was awesome. You guys are on point. Good job to the live chat.
We love you.
You're the real MVPs.
Yes.
I'm not going to let you guys see it. So you don't, because I don't want you, because then you'll be able to study up. You can't study up on my games.
Okay. All right.
This will be really fun. I'll do a little research and I'll come up with some answers.
Okay.
Aubrey, real congrats, Benny, on your first
win. Oh, thank you.
Aubrey, really, she wants to support you here.
Thank you, Aubrey.
Yep.
All right. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
That's great.
We love it.
All right. I got nothing else, guys. Right. What else? Any thoughts on any predictions for what's going to happen on the reunion? Ooh, let's do predictions for the reunion.
And news and gossip. We got some news and gossip.
Yeah, we got some news and gossip.
Yeah.
Too.
Okay.
All right, so let's do predictions and news. Yeah, why not? And then we'll be when we out of here.
My prediction is there's going to be a lot of drama, a lot of fighting, and a lot of cussing.
Well, that's a little more specific, maybe, David?
That's all I got.
Everyone's going to attack Kara and Polly, and Kara is going to be really awkward and not good at defending herself, which is going to make her more unlikable.
Do you think Kara's going to cry again?
I'm still going to like her. I don't think she's going to cry. She's just going to have bored bitch face again. Excuse my language.
I think
she's had this entire season. She's had, like...
Jonathan's just adding to you.
She's had the saltiest. Again, I love you all. We know I love Kara. She wasn't there this season. She was not. She stated she didn't seem great.
Over under five people cry.
D cries. Let's end
it. Under
five.
Hold on.
Under five people cry.
George is going to cry. Georgia always cries. George
I think
there.
Leroy might do Leroy a little cry. Leroy likes to cry a little bit now. He's a crier this season.
Okay.
So you got Leroy, D, Kara.
Josh will cry.
Josh
will cry.
Leroy cry.
Georgia will cry.
That's
D 24. Will cry. I don't think
Georgia.
Kara's going to cry.
Georgia
She's not
did cry.
Gonna...
She Nani. Cried.
Oh, if Nani could cry backstage. And if this is backstage, front stage, I don't care.
Right.
On stage, I don't care. They
That's
cry.
Six people,
I already got like six people here, yeah.
Okay, all right.
I'm saying
under.
Over.
Oh,
you're still going
three.
Under.
I'm going under. I think three.
I'm going over, baby.
Now, I want to see some fun. If under. I get the three right, can I win like something?
You are so competitive. My God.
She's just bitter because she keeps losing.
I want to win.
Yeah, you went down to -5 and came back and almost won.
That is
Don't
pretty impressive.
Mind if I do.
Woo!
Yeah.
You say it, Homer.
Don't.
It must be because I called Polly a Simpson tonight because he turned yellow on the show tonight. That must be why we're using Homer.
That was crazy. He really was yellow.
Yeah. He good.
He was. Oh, and talk about your news. AfterBuzz TV News. Let's cue it.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So we have a couple of things. If you guys watched this week's Challenge News Weekly.
Starring Benny Adams, by the way.
How do they find
you,
it?
How do they find it, Benny?
It's on AfterBuzz every Monday at around 1:10.
Okay, so follow AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
But then guess what? It stays on YouTube till 1 forever.
Yeah, forever.
So you can just watch it whenever.
It's not live. It's recorded, but it's going to be... It's usually up around 1:10, 1:30... around those times.
Okay.
But, so if you guys watched it, you heard me talking about this whole Twitter beef with Zach and
Derek.
And it went on and on. It even went on until I was recording, and then it continued after I was recording.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the things that were said was Derek said something like, really funny hearing about keyboard warriors from a guy who talks a lot but doesn't act like it. Thought I was taking the high road with the last comment. Then Zach chimed in again.
Right.
And he said, educate yourself with what the high road means. And this whole...
But he didn't say means. He said meets. He wrote it wrong.
Well,
Zach wrote his
tweet
I'll say
wrong. This. Derek called him out. Derek started, correct?
Yeah.
Derek called
right.
Zach. Zach wasn't
and
trying to troll
was
him.
Was Derek wrong,
well,
though?
What was his original thing about him not carrying the weight?
Zach should have never taken a break, pretty much.
We all agree with that, but why is he? He could have trolled anybody.
Zach was like, "Good try at trying to get recasted."
Which is casted? MTV casted is not a word. It's not a word, Zach. Right. Casted, stop, but it drives me nuts. You think that these people, that cast is a part of their lexicon,
ready for this?
Would know not to say casted.
Ninja, and then, you hear Ninja tonight? Ninja talking?
Did she say casted?
She said, it doesn't matter who swim the fast, run the fast. How about swims the fast, runs the fast? She said, swim the fast. It don't matter who swim the fast, run the fast.
Swim the fast.
She said, swim the fast, Ninja run the fast. Said, Ninja said that when she solved the puzzle first.
She didn't say fastest.
No, exactly. She messed it up either way, you want to say.
You know
what's
funny, though? How
she on the might... swims the fast. Swim the fast.
On the show, swim Zach the was complaining about Polly. He actually tweeted a couple of days, sometime last week, giving props to Polly, saying Polly was actually the one carrying all the way what we said in the beginning.
Right.
And he was like, Dee and Cara Maria were the ones that weren't.
Or Ninja and Cara.
Or yeah, Ninja and Cara Maria were the ones that weren't picking up the slack.
But this is the thing where Zach, look, to my, and again, we can go around like real quick and just say Team Zach or Team Derek. I'm Team Derek, obviously. And I feel like Derek wasn't making a dig per se. He said sort of lightheartedly, the original tweet that set this off was, it's crazy when the guy that looks like the Hulk is only carrying, is carrying the same amount as like Ashley.
It's still
essentially
it's a dig. It's a dig. Yeah.
But it wasn't mean spirited. And then Zach replied with like basically like suck it loser. You keep trying to get recasted and making pretty nasty.
I mean, how is he not supposed to say? I mean, that's their job is to respond and get it going. Like. Yeah. People write very nice stuff.
So nice.
Nice stuff to us in the comment section. I never reply to it because it doesn't matter.
I reply to the nice comments.
Yeah. I know you do. I don't reply to either because I don't feel like having a conversation with somebody for 3 days straight. I got other stuff to do.
I feel like Zach went lower than was needed, and to Derek, who's like such a nice guy, that it's like why. But it could have been a friendly. He could have said something funny or.
If they were friends off camera, Zach wouldn't have replied like that.
I definitely don't think Derek made the comment in hopes of trying to get like
start a Twitter war.
I think he was just watching the show as a viewer and he made a comment.
And guess what? Everyone's got an opinion. Everyone's got an opinion,
Yeah.
But it was a dig. He definitely wanted to get at Zach.
It is a dig, but.
Because he can't write something about Polly? Hey, Polly, way to gas out.
And the thing is, Derek has been on a number of these challenges. He understands it. I'm pretty sure he knew that there was going to be a comment coming back to him. Because he's not new at this.
No, absolutely. I just think the whole, you're just trying to get cast is the lamest comeback. And that's what they all use with each other.
I mean, is it so crazy to say that Derek is a little jelly and wants to be back on the show?
I don't think that's the case.
And yes, I just said jelly.
But even
I don't think Derek needs to get recast.
Here's a little bit of peanut butter to that jelly. I mean, he is a beast, dude. He can dominate.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't think he has to try that hard.
And
if that is what he's doing, he can fit in very well.
Derek has a whole family now. So he has other priorities before the challenge. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he did get a call or two for other previous seasons and turned it down because he has other priorities.
Also, I don't think picking a fight is the way Derek would go about it. A and B, I think Derek as a competitor really looked at Zach like, dude, you can do more. That's how I read
it. We all did. We all said the same thing.
It wasn't a pathetic bid to get attention, is my point.
We all agreed that Zach should have never left the gurney. But we didn't, I guess we didn't give him a dig. I mean, but it also doesn't matter because it's coming from us. That's coming from another challenger, so it got everyone fired up.
No one cares.
Like, if we give Zach a dig, Zach's not going to respond.
Not going to respond to it. That's my point. Yes, exactly.
Zach.
Great show.
Yeah, great show.
Someone wrote, nah, Dan, Derek doesn't need Zach to get on another season. I didn't say that, Logan Knight. I just said that it doesn't necessarily mean he doesn't want to be on the show.
Right.
I didn't say that he needed it. I didn't say that. But right. See, everyone just twists everyone's words, man. We good? I'm good.
We are good.
We can't wait until...
Yes, we're all excited for the reunion.
Reunion
next week. We will all be here, so definitely want to check it out with us.
Do we know if it's a two-parter?
I hope it's just a one-parter. I hope it's just a one-parter. I think I'm going to be home for Christmas, like live streaming it then. Anyways, my name is Daniel Lindgren, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Hit me up on Idiot Box Boys, doing a lot of fun stuff over there on TikTok.
And my name is Benny Adams. Thanks again for watching us. You can also catch me on the Challenge News Weekly every Monday around 1:30 p.m. And can't wait for next week.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Talking about Zach really took the wind out of my sails. My name is Pamela Gross, and you can find me at Pamela Gross Jill all across social media.
Real quick, Pam, Zach or Josh, pick one.
Zach.
Whoa! Oh. David, what's going on over there?
I'm good. You guys can find me at Instagram, David_Christopher_official, or on TikTok as well, David Christopher Official. Thank you guys so much for always hanging out with us, staying up late. We appreciate it. Have a good night, guys.
I need a TikTok.
My dog's going to get one where he reenacts movie scenes.
And me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.